I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego. This one-time military town has seen the benefits of growing its internet infrastructure. Like Washington, it's one of the most wired cities in the country. But San Diego boasts 60% more dot-com businesses than the nation's capital. At the same time, San Diego has minimized tearing up its streets, thanks in part to far-sighted city officials who championed a high-speed network in the early 90s when the commercial internet was still in its infancy.
Cities of the past were built along railroads, waterways, interstate highways. And we began to say, well, what are cities of the future going to be built around? And that's when we discovered information highways.
John Eager chaired a City of the Future task force created by San Diego's mayor, Susan Golding, in 1993. At the end of the Cold War, civic leaders were counting on high tech to replace the region's ailing defense industry. Building a healthy fiber optic network was part of that.
People were digging trenches, laying fiber everywhere. We then toyed with another strategy, which was we're going to open trenches on our schedule. We'll give you 6 months' notice. Everybody who wants to throw fiber in the hole, then throw it in the hole, and we're going to close it up and we won't open those trenches again for another 3 years. People began to say, well, are you going to lay fiber in that hole to a competitor? Well, if you dig the hole, I'll share the cost and I'll lay my fiber along with you.
San Diego never required telecom companies to cooperate, as the city of San Francisco has done, but it did set up a committee that encourages companies to coordinate their work with the city's own road crews. In older neighborhoods, fiber optic lines are still strung overhead, and in newer communities, companies often install their fiber optics as the streets are being laid. When downtown San Diego was redeveloped during the 1980s, the cable TV company had the foresight to put in a system of underground conduits, making it easy for the company to add wire later. Cable has a long history in San Diego, where hilly terrain makes over-the-air reception difficult. Dan Novak of Cox Cable says his company has installed 70,000 miles of fiber optics in the region.
We invested $500 million in this fiber optic network without knowing specifically what the businesses were going to be, just recognizing that that big capacity pipe was going to have applications.
Some of that fiber optic pipe snakes up 17 stories into this San Diego high-rise, supplying tenants like Yahoo and Kayenta.com with super high-speed internet access. Landlord Steve Williams believes the internet connections in this utility closet will soon be as much a selling point for the building as the glistening waterfront views outside.
The whole world is waking up to the fact that they need bandwidth. And it's like 100 years ago, before anybody had electricity, or the electricity was just coming to market, one building out of 10 had it back then. We think that bandwidth is the utility of the new economy.
Only about a third of Williams' tenants use the fiber optic cable now, but within a few years, he thinks they all will.
We're kind of sitting at the promontory point where a lot of track has been laid, but it's still too expensive for the average person. But drop two zeros off the pricing, and the demand to get on that fiber highway is going to be far greater than anybody's ever anticipated.
New services such as streaming video will only add to that demand, suggesting even the extensive fiber optic network San Diego has today is just a beginning. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.